request was made that we speak about Bahab. I was very excited about this request because it's rare at this point in the 10-minute halacha shir to have a request about speaking about an entire siman in Orach Chaim that we haven't yet covered. An entire siman in Shulchan Aruch Chaim that we haven't yet covered. And that is the siman of Bahab in the Siman Taf Tzadi Beis in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah in Siman Taf Tzadi Beis quotes the minhag that existed in Ashkenaz and Tzarfas in Germany and in France to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday after Pesach and after Sukkot, but only after the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei, respectively, are completely over. So the Bahab fast doesn't start on the Monday following Pesach or Sukkot, it starts on the first Monday of the following month after Pesach and Sukkot, according to the Tur. Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph points out, he suggests that maybe the reason for the Bahab is that on Yom Tov it was very common that men and women would come to shul for the drasha, and apparently it used to be very uncommon for women to be around shul other than the times of Yom Tovim, and because of that, because there were so many men and women in shul at the same time, nosnin ayin ze al ze, they would look at each other, and that would therefore require a certain amount of kapara. So in order to be mechaper for all the time spent in a co-ed environment over the course of Yom Tovim, they had to fast Bahab, three fast days. The Torah suggests that there's an asmachta from a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, "Ve'yihi ki yakifu yemei amishta ulai chatu b'nei banai." He's suggesting that right after partying, then there's always a concern for sinning. Meaning, if we spent all of this time in celebration of a yantif, we have to be concerned that we didn't necessarily do the celebration 100% b'kedusha uvitara. We always have to be concerned that there might have been some sort of chet that was violated, and therefore, as a result of that, we have to do the minhag developed. I shouldn't say we have to. The minhag developed to do this three fasts. Now it seems that this used to be a fairly commonly practiced minhag, and it seems that it is no longer a very commonly practiced minhag, that not so many people still do that Bahab. For some reason, over the last century or so, it seems to have fallen popularity. Rabbi Marcus told me that he's pretty sure that his grandfather told him that his mother, Avaron Soloveitchik's mother, Yosher Soloveitchik's mother, used to fast Bahab all the time. So it was a practice of holy Jews that they would fast Bahab. There's still some people who do it. But for whatever reason, it's not as commonly practiced. So what I want to discuss briefly is, what are some of the additional reasons, other than what we saw in Tosfos already, what are some of the additional reasons for the Bahab? What exactly is the timing of Bahab, and how do we explain the timing? When should one specifically not fast Bahab? What sort of conflicts or issues would come up that would make one not fast Bahab? And maybe a few basic halachos about the fast. So first, a few more reasons why the minhag developed. The Eliyarabba in Siman Taf Tzadi Beis writes that it's dafka after Sukkot and Pesach, because those are the Yom Tovim that have a Chala Moed. And the Jewish people have not always been so great at observing the halachos of Chala Moed properly. People do way too much work on Chala Moed. They way overemphasize the Chol and underemphasize the Moed part of it. And therefore, as an atonement for that, we fast Bahab. The Levush in Siman Taf Tzadi Beis writes that somehow it strengthens us specifically as the weather is turning. Sukkot is right before winter starts, and Pesach right before summer starts, and somehow that fast will reorient our bodies to prepare ourselves for the coming season. I'm not sure if that can be medically explained. The Kolbo says that it's simply kapara for overeating, that we lose control a little bit sometimes. You know, you put on those Yom Tov pounds, they call it in the advertisements in the newspapers right after Yom Tov, about how you have to, you know, for the diets and the gyms. The Yom Tov weight, the extra Yom Tov weight that's put on, we need a kapara for overeating. Okay, so we do these three fast days. So when is it done? Why not during the month of the holidays? The Torah says specifically not during Nisan, not during Tishrei. So Beis Yosef explains, because Nisan is Asar B'Tainis, Tishrei is loaded with Yom Tovim, so we prefer not to fast during those very festive months. We'd rather fast in a month that's not as festive. Samar Cheshvan is certainly a month that's not as festive. Iyar, certainly a month That's not as festive. Why not on Shavuos? Why not the Bahav after Shavuos as well, the Monday, Thursday, Monday that follows Shavuos? So if you assume, like the Elie Rabbah that we said before, that it's all to be mechaper for violating Cholamoed, you understand very well why not Shavuos. There's no Cholamoed on Shavuos. But even if you assume, like the other reasons, that everyone will come to Shul and Nosin Ayin Zalza, like Tosso says, or that you overeat and all of this stuff, it could be that on Shavuos there's less to be concerned with, because it's one day. How much could you overeat already in one day? So you have one big meal. They didn't yet think of the chap of all night barbecues and sushi and whatever, at least where I come from, in the part of the world where I come from, that's commonplace on Shavuos night. My shul's not so fancy. We just have, you know, some coffee and whatever, but some places know that it's what it's really all about. So okay, so when do we fast Bahab? Why not after Chanukah as well? So that I found a tshuva in the tshuva Siach Yitzchak, Siman Shin Chav Zayin. He says, you know, Chanukah is also a great celebration. He says, yeah, but the emphasis is Lahodos Lahalel, not Mishta V'Simcha. And even if you assume like Maral that there is a certain emphasis on Mishta V'Simcha, it's not as much. It's not as much as Yom Tov. Plus, says the Siach Yitzchak, you have Asar Batavius that follows soon after Chanukah. So you do have a fast day already that comes right afterwards. So that will be enough, hopefully, to be Mechaper. Why Monday and Thursday? Of all the days of the week, why Dafka Monday and Thursday? Don't we have enough Tzaras on Monday and Thursday already with the long Tachna and with the Kriyas HaTorah? So why Monday and Thursday? So it's not a coincidence. The reason that we have fast days, and the reason we have a long Tachna, and the reason we have Kriyas HaTorah, they're all the same reason. There's something special about Monday and Thursday. The Torah writes in Hilchos Tachnun, Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, it's in Kof Lamed Aleph, Umashe Mosif in Tachnun in Bebeis Vehei, Lefi Shehem Yimei Ratzon. Those are days of Ratzon. What makes them Yimei Ratzon? Because the 40 days of the second Luchos, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday and he came down on a Monday. And therefore, those are days of Ratzon. So Monday and Thursday. Additionally, Tosfos writes in Masech Zbob Kamadaf Pei Beis Amar Aleph, when he talks about the Takon of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. He says, why Monday and Thursday? Mishum da'amar b'medrash Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Olav B'chamishi L'kabaluchos Acharos V'yarad B'sheni. Again, all about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to get the second Luchos. It's all a time of Ratzon. And says Tosos, Ulekach Nami Nagulis Anos B'beiz V'hei. That's where the minute comes to fast Dafka on Monday, Thursday. During days of Ratzon, that's a day that we're going to fast. On the flip side, Monday and Thursdays are not only days of Ratzon, they are also days of intense din. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tesam Beis, tells us someone who has Zuchus Avos should do bloodletting on Monday and Thursday, because Bezin Shalmaila and Bezin Shalmata are Shavin Ke'echad. And meaning that since the Bezin Shalmata sits on Monday and Thursday, that was Takanas Ezra, the Bezin Shalmaila also judges on Monday and Thursday. So that's what Rashi explains over there. Adam nidon b'kol yom u'beizdin yoshin b'ayaros b'sheni b'chamishi mitakarnas ezra ve'elach v'kivan diyom adin u'pkidehui avonos of niskarim. It's a time where a person's averos are going to be brought up on Monday and Thursday, because it is day, they are days of din. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph writes that it is more garua than other days. It's a mazel madim is meshamesh on Monday and Thursday twice, so it's midas hadin. These are times of extreme din. So if there's ever a time where we need more help in achieving rachmei shemayim, it's on Monday and Thursday. So two almost diametrically opposed views as to why Monday and Thursday, either because it's in time, a time of enhanced rachamim, or no, it's the opposite. It's a time of enhanced din, and we need rachamim, so we fast on these days. Which Monday and Thursday is it? So Shulchan Aruch says, Miyad. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Nogim L'san L'sheni V'chamishi V'sheni Achar Pesach V'chein Achar Asukos. And you wait, he says, Ad She'ever Kol Chodesh Nisan V'tishrei V'oz Misanim, says Rama, Miyad. Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni Shef Shol Asanos. Right away, the first opportunity you have for a Monday, Thursday, Monday, as soon as Tishrei is over, as soon as Nisan's over, that's when you do it. But the Mishmur and Sivkot and Gimel quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim to wait until at least Yud Zayin Mar Chezron. Is that why you asked? Because it was just past the so I think if you, those that observe do observe like that, I think the Rabbeinu Yeruchim has become the more accepted, right? Is that true? That people, is today the last day of Bahab? Last week was the last day?
I
Well, the first day. Okay, so maybe they don't wait till Yud Zayin, right? Today's already what? Chav Dalet? I don't know what today is. Okay, so whatever it is, the Mishabura quotes from Ben Yeruchim to wait until Yud Zayin. Some Acharonim explain that it's the reason that you wait, some of the Acharonim suggest, it's hard to imagine this, that the reason we wait so late is because we wait till after they change the clock, the days are really super short. And we want the fast days to be as short as possible, so we wait until a little bit later on till to fast Bahab. When should one Dafka not fast Bahab? So Mishabura and Sivkat and Hay writes that if there's a bris or a pidyon haben or any other suda's mitzvah, you should eat, and you don't even require hatara because the minhag was never accepted to overpower a suda's mitzvah. What if it falls on Pesach Sheni? After Pesach you do Bahab and it falls on Pesach Sheni. So the Yad Shaul of Yosef Shaul Nathanson, quoted by the Marsham in the Chuvin Chilik Vav Simlam Beis, says you don't fast if it falls on Pesach Sheni, and that's because Megillas Tainus refers to Pesach Sheni as a day of Isser Hesped, where you're not allowed to have a Hesped. So if it's an Isser Hesped, it's probably also an Isser Tainus, and it's a time to skip Tachnun, Vidoy, Slichos, all of these things that we do on Bahab. In Minchas Yitzchak, Chel Gimel, Simenun Gimel, he says not to do Hakamas HaMetzeva in Pesach Sheni either, because normally when you do Hakamas HaMetzeva, what do? They say a few words of Hesped, and you're not allowed to say Hesped on Pesach Sheni. However, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukashinsky in Loach Eretz Yisrael says that some, on if it falls on Pesach Sheni, would fast until Chatzos, and would just not say the Slichos, but would fast until Chatzos. And the Marsham in Chel Gvav Simlam Beis goes to the other extreme, that if we do, that he says that if we actually fast, at least that if we actually fast on Pesach Rishon, then for sure we could fast on Pesach Sheni, meaning Pesach Rishon is Yud Aleph Nisan, and firstborns fast Pesach Rishon, Bukharim fast Pesach Rishon. So apparently the Isser is an Isser of Hesped, not an Isser of Tainis. So there's nothing wrong with fasting Bahab, even if it falls on Pesach Sheni. Then Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Sidri Yavitz and Rav Ram Dov Mibachach in the Yesh Lavram says to fast Bahab even on Pesach Sheni, and that apparently was the Shita of the Chazanish, who said that you could say Slichos and Tachnun even on Pesach Sheni. Why is it that we don't do it anymore? I shouldn't say we, that many of us don't do it anymore. The Aruch HaShulchan and Tav Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis says, Achshav mepnei chalishas hadoros nismatu ha-mesanim, because our generation is so weak, it's so difficult for us, that's why we don't fast. Hard to imagine that, considering our ability to gain proper nourishment and our ability to get proper exercise, that we are so much weaker than the previous generations, where they didn't have two nickels to rub together and they ate potato peels for dinner and some, it's hard to imagine that we're so much weaker. I think the way to touch that up is that we are emotionally much weaker. We are much mentally weaker than previous generations, and that's certainly the case. You find that people are very wimpy about fasting in our generation. So we're a bunch of wimps, and therefore we don't fast Bahab. We also like our food. The Kaf HaChaim in Tav Tzadi Beis, Sivkat Nechas, points out that Sfardim never had this minhag. Sfardim never accepted this minhag of fasting Bahab, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as Yesh Noagim, because Shulchan Aruch is basing himself off the Tur, and the Tur has a whole simon dedicated to it. So what's Shulchan Aruch going to do? Just skip that simon? So he has to write Yesh Noagim, but it wasn't a minhag that Sfardim had ever practiced, says the Kaf HaChaim. So some final points, some halachos of the fast. So in general, whenever a person wants to fast, you have to do a Kabbalah's Tainus at the Mincha before. What about by Bahab? So Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Gimel says there are two ways to accept Bahab. Either a Kabbalah's Tainus at the Mincha prior to the fast day, or in many communities they make a Mishaberach, or in some communities I guess they make a Mishaberach in Shul on the Shabbos before the Bahab for anybody who will fast Bahab, and if you just answer Amen to that Mishaberach, that's enough of a Kabbalah's Tainus that you're already in on fasting Bahab. Nafkamina between those two ways of accepting Bahab is if you just answered Amen, the Aruch HaShulchan explains in Tav Tzadi Beis, Os Beis, that doesn't require you to fast Bahab. If you do a personal Kabbalah's Tainus on the Mincha before, then you're required to. But if you just answered Amen, it doesn't create a Chiyuv to fast Bahab, it just allows it to count, but you could still choose not to fast. What special tefillos does one recite in Bahab? The Ramban, Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, says to read Vayichal, Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah points out you only do that if there's a minyan of people fasting in the shul. So very often you'll find that in certain neighborhoods there will be a yeshiva or something that will have a Bahab minyan that gets together. I know certainly where I live, I think in Shai Yashiv, they have a Bahab minyan that gets together to daven. Mishabru and Sivkat Ney says to say slichos as well, but if there's not a minyan doing it, then we skip any of the slichos that reference a tzibur. Otherwise, a yachid could say the rest of the slichos, but typically it's always best to have, for one doing Bahab, to find nine other like-minded people that they could do Bahab with, and they could therefore say all the proper slichos and have the Kriyas HaTorah. And the problem is that it lengthens davening, and that's another issue, that people in our generation don't have a great deal of patience for longer davenings. But it's for someone who's so inspired to want to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and want to work hard on an extra opportunity for a day of tshuva and a day of rachamim. So it's certainly a worthwhile investment for those who are so inclined to fast bahab.